The use of silver when ingested, especially, I guess, the ionic form, since that's apparently what I've been mostly ingesting, the use of silver seems to cause... It kind of acts like a referee, in which it decides who gets to lose and who gets to win, and it seems to cause fats to lose the ability to travel through the capillaries as good as they used to. You know, everything in the relative, it's like a juggling act. You try to improve one area and something else gets worse. Or you make one thing worse and something else gets better. Although the thing that gets better may not be to your liking. You know, like death. So the germs went out. They decompose the body and turn it to dirt. Anyway. What I'm thinking is that I'm using reverse logic to try to understand the big picture here. You know, you look at a picture you try to imagine the reverse negative, you know, the inverse of the picture, to see what you're not seeing. For instance, the space surrounding the object, so you invert it so that now the object looks like space and the space looks like an object, in order to better understand the whole context of both object in the field and the field surrounding the object. So, with that in mind, if we take a look at what property or consequence the use of cayenne pepper has on improving the utilization of silver, the question comes to mind, how? Why does it need help? Can't silver get through the capillaries on its own? Well, duh. Capillaries are teensy-weensy, and maybe some of the silver particles are not. You know, they come in different sizes. Ions may not be an issue, but the particles might be an issue. If they're not of uniform small size, and if some of them are on the large S size, could it be a problem? Or is it an issue that the silver changes the elasticity of the capillaries such that they become less elastic, maybe, so that they don't expand so readily? So now we have to take something like cayenne pepper to dilate the capillaries so that the blood can flow through again. And of course, by taking cayenne pepper, then the consequence might be overcompensation. Maybe we end up taking too much in the course of taking it, and so now the capillaries are even better off than they were before, and maybe we should have been taking cayenne pepper all along, even without the silver. So it's a kind of a roundabout approach to get somebody to take something they're not accustomed to taking, like meat. I'm not a spicy food guy. Yet, it's good. I mean, I've had a few strokes among my aunts, uncles, and grandparents, whatever. So, it's not like I should not be taking it. I should be encouraging it, but I never know how. You know, how do you... Well, the answer is that silver seems to be improving the intelligence of my choices so that I eat more lightly. Well, yeah, because it's a good idea to, because people who get strokes usually get them when they least expect it. Surprise, surprise. You know, there's no warning. They just, you know, run ahead as if there's free license on this, that, and the other thing. Anyway, it's not the eating of the fat, obviously. It's most of the bad cholesterol we produce it, and it appears that cayenne pepper does more than just open up capillaries. I won't say anything more since I don't know anything more. But I'm just trying to use reverse logic. So if cayenne pepper helps the utilization of silver, maybe, and since cayenne pepper has to do with the vascular health, maybe silver does something. I won't say damage or impair the vascular health. Let's just say bring it into focus. So that if you think you can get away with it, now you can't. So what you're doing, what I'm trying to say is, it's like having the school teacher no longer be distracted by the other classmates. Now she's got her attention on you, and you can't get away with whatever you were getting away with a moment ago, or for the past month, because she's got all her eyes on you. And as Mel Blanc would say, you're quickly now learning your puffs and your cuffs, your P's and Q's. You're getting all your shit in order. Excuse my French. So I think that's what it is, because overall, that's been the picture up till now, that silver and everything else that goes along with what Robert Abecker has developed, namely the electrical circuitry, the application of them, and then, you know, coupled with Leon Ernest Demon's biocircuitry format of application to the body, seems to improve the intelligence of my choices, but also the intelligence of the rapport between the body and the mind, so that I'm more in touch with it. Now, when I was a kid, I was very in touch with my body. That's why I was able to fast for 2 years. Now, I couldn't do that because I'm not in touch with my body. Plus, my body doesn't need to fast again completely. And I never did get over the first fast because I never ate properly afterwards. The fast itself is not what hurts. What hurts is when you fail to eat properly immediately afterwards. Well, not immediately, you know, you break the fast. But then after you break it, then it matters. So there's a lot of complications there, but what I'm saying is that silver is doing... It's called rejuvenative, right? Well, if the quality of my youth was being in touch with my body, then that's already a ringer right there. You know, not to say all kids are in touch with their bodies. I'm just saying, for me, that was the one of the key essences of youth was I was in touch with my body, especially when I started to meditate. But I was young, and that was the other element that I've kind of overlooked. It's kind of, you know, got washed under the bridge, literally. Now I'm no longer young, and no longer in touch. In fact, it's quite easy to ignore the body. And very carelessly, too, I find. It's like, whatever. You know, I've been putting up, you know, inch by inch, year by year, I've been making this, have this attitude like, well, you know, I got to get along in life, and I'm not going to keep bitching that things aren't perfect, because things came so readily as a child that now they don't. Well, now they do, because the silver seems to have that property, and I bet you it isn't just the silver. I bet you... See, I went to a website, and they called themselves... They sell a line of products called Meso Silver, Meso Gold, and they have a whole line of what they claim is the true, you know, colloidal silver. And that's when I got my wake-up as to what I'm making at home with my home machine. It's not colloidal for the most part, or at all, maybe. It's mostly ionic with some particles thrown in for good measure. sand, in other words. But be that as it may, I don't have any qualms about the ionic, because I think that's exactly what I want. Because I'm doing other things with it that most people don't do, making it, you know, a formula, not just ionic silver all by itself. And it looks like cayenne pepper is going to be, what is it, the fifth or the sixth ingredient? I think it's the sixth if we include water, to add to this so-called Fountain of Youth formulation. But what that Meso product line website kind of imparts to me is that metal is grounding. You know, it's like dirt. It's like rock. It's just a different form. I used to think silica was the only rock or example of earth that grounds the nervous system, and boy, am I wrong. And in particular, obviously you'd have to presume this, but of course, you know, who would presume it? I mean, I don't, that every substance has its own qualities, and that goes for kind of earthy, rocky materials. They're not all the same, but who stops and thinks and cares to think, to give any thought? Well, maybe I should be taking silver today instead of silica. Maybe it'll be a different kind of a grounding effect. So here I'm this Vata personality, or I mean dosha, body type, and top of which my vata tends to be out of balance. So according to Ayurveda, that means I can be foo-foo and not quite with my feet on the earth. So how does one do it? Well, Ayurveda says don't eat sand, eat lots of oils. Oh, good, just what I always wanted to do. Fatty foods, you're right, and sweets. Oh, now with the antifreeze poisoning, I can't even go to the sweets. And fats I never enjoyed until I moved to a more northern climate. But is that really, in the long term, the best way to handle a vata physiology, in addition to which is out of joint? You know, when you're really then out of joint, then you're really like skinny, you know. It's like you can't put on any weight, kapha, you can't solidify yourself. So it could be that this is just one little baby step in that process of trying to ground myself in an intelligent manner. And so maybe there are other metals I need to foray into, like ionic gold. They put in a good pitch there on that website for iridium as helping the yogis, monks who want to do meditation practice. Ooh, that's interesting. I never heard of that one before. And they put in a good pitch for some other metals like zinc, copper, and platinum. I mean, it's like, wow, this is weird. Selling metals, I mean, for ingestion. It's like, it's just kind of a little bit shocking. So, it should not be, but it is, because it's not, you know, your normal thing. You go into the grocery store, what metal should I buy today to go with my borscht that I'm making for dinner? Oh, we're not having borscht, we're having gazpacho. Oh, calls for a different metal. Now, instead of earning a medal coming home from the war, you know, like a Purple Heart or something, now you get a different kind of medal. Okay, I'm trying for a week, try it joking there. homonym, right, a homonymous joke. Okay, forget it. But I am starting to get curious. I mean, iridium, gold, ooh, you know, sounds interesting. But I first have to get my feet wet with silver, and cayenne pepper seems to be a requirement now. So we got water. Let's go down the inventory list. We're modifying the cure for Argyria as being not a cure so much as a support for silver. So we got water, you know, that's the first support. And then we got the silver. And then we got, well, actually, this is a different thread. A cure for Argyria is one thread. You know, it's interesting that the cure for Argyria and the support, or so-called fountain of youth that I'm formulating, overlap, you know? Anyway, be that as it may. So let's just get off the a cure for Argyria, because I can't go there, because I don't understand it, because I haven't really done it. I'm just starting with this, so how can I have an opinion? So, in terms of support, we got water, silver, hydrogen peroxide, still, and you know, I haven't dropped it yet, so apparently it still might have a valuable role to play, MSM, lemon juice, and now cayenne pepper. So how many is that? That's water, silver, hydrogen peroxide, MSM, yeah, that's six ingredients. So we're up to six now, and it looks like cayenne pepper is a integral part of that recipe for a so-called fountain of youth formulation, with water and silver being the two main ingredients, and everything else is supporting it. Okay, we'll see how well it works. There's something to add. And that's minimums and maximums, you know, what to emphasize and what to de-emphasize. And that helps because it prioritizes things. And I think I gave the wrong impression by putting things in the wrong order, merely because I thought in terms of quantity, but I'm wrong. I mean, if anything, silver is in less quantity among the whole list. You know, 5 parts per million can't be a whole lot, but the amount of cayenne pepper I took with dinner tonight, it's got to be more than 5 parts per million. So, So lest I give the wrong impression, probably the proper sequence, well, it's hard to say because I'm not, well, no, it is possible to say. Water, MSM, cayenne pepper, kind of they're neck and neck, MSM and cayenne pepper. You know, for all I know, they may be 50-50, might be a suitable place to start with that is acceptable. It may not be true, but I bet it's not too far off. All right, so water with MSM and cayenne pepper are now actually the two main ingredients or active components. And lemon juice and silver are catalysts, or I shouldn't call it a catalyst, should I? Well, yeah, I could. Because citric acid is stable, and so is silver. You know, it's not like they're going to turn into something else that readily. So they could be called catalysts. Yeah, I think that's an acceptable way to look at this. So what am I leaving out? Oh, hydrogen peroxide. Well, that would be a catalyst too, except you can't reuse it, so I don't know if that's, you can call that a catalyst if it all can only be used once. Very short term usage there. Alright, so three catalysts, lemon juice, silver, and hydrogen peroxide. And three main ingredients, water, MSM, and cayenne pepper. That is really bizarre. Well, it puts a whole different spin on this, is what it does. Which makes more sense, you know. Silver doesn't make sense, putting it in a prominent position of importance. The only importance was that I never used it before. So it's like, oh, what's this? Oh, I got to really get into it and understand it. Okay, now I understand it, and I got to back away and not rely on it so heavily. I mean, valuable, yes, but only as a minor ingredient, as a, playing a supportive role. So I just have to get my supporters and my dominance straight, which is which. And this is important. It may seem like a fine point, but it's not. Because if it's not got straight, then we create an imbalance in the course of trying to fix a problem, an inadequacy, or an oversight. We end up overshooting and creating an extreme imbalance in the physiology, yada yada, and it's just, you know, we don't want to do that. We want to fine-tune. It's just like, you know, tuning into a radio station. You just don't overshoot it and expect to get it anyway, unless you've got a digital mechanical tuning device in your radio that does it for you, in which case you don't even have to touch the dial. You just punch in what station you want, and it goes and hunts it down for you and tunes into it and locks in and stays there. But in the old radios, if you know what they're like, you set it and it drifts, and then you have to keep resetting it. So what I'm doing is I'm resetting the priorities here based on an understanding and an appreciation of what role they play. And only by getting enough ingredients in this recipe do I realize that silver is not prominent after all. I mean, if all you think about is water and silver, then yeah, it would seem like silver is prominent, but it's not. It's not supposed to be. You know, 5 parts per million, how can that be prominent? It can't. So it's good to bring in these other things. Not to say that other things should not be brought in. It's just that these are the ones I'm familiar with, and so it puts everything in better perspective about priorities, and this is important. A way to leverage a lesson on learning about the need to put silver in its proper place and not get it mixed up. Because if anything, water is the most important ingredient, but of course, if we don't utilize water properly, we fail to stay healthy anyway, no matter how much water we happen to drink. Like somebody with kidney failure. They can drink all the water they want to, and yet they still are thirsty as hell. So, hopefully the silver would help heal a damaged kidney. Although, according to Robert O. Becker's standards, it could, but you know, that charge, that if an electrical charge is not being applied, how would you apply it in terms of a formulation to act as a substitute for an electric current? And that's basically what I'm looking at here. You know, can you take a Fountain of Youth, so to speak, formulation, and use it as a substitute for Robert O. Becker's circuitry protocol technique? In a mild sort of way, I think you can. It's just how. And I think the hydrogen peroxide may be that spark. And then all the other ingredients help maybe to make sure that spark lights a flame. Because if you don't have, tinder with which to light the spark, or for the spark to light the tinder, how do you expect to start a fire? First of all, you got to have something burnable, right? But you don't want to start with a log. You want to start with tinder and then work your way up to larger branches and then big, huge logs. So it would appear to me that that's what the formulation has to do. The hydrogen peroxide is the spark, and the water might be likened to the oxygen that helps to burn the wood. But the other ingredients may be the stages or the steps, the facets, the different facets to the burning process of burning the wood with the oxygen of the air. For instance, you got the nitrogen to regulate the burn rate, you know, the nitrogen in the air, you know. There are all these other things we take for granted we don't even focus on. And that's what the other ingredients, I bet, of the formulation are there for, is to help silver do its job, or to help, I should say, the oxygen, really, is what it amounts to, do its job, because it all comes down to oxygen, really, is what it amounts to. And water, it just does not have much solubility of four gases in general, let alone oxygen. And then you get an old, diseased body that even if you fed it pure oxygen, like what Michael Jackson was trying to do to avoid the pain of his prior injuries, the body can only do so much with that oxygen. So it's really a question of trying to improve the efficiency of the body to utilize oxygen so that it doesn't come down with pain, inflammation, disease, chronic illness, cancer, whatever, degeneration, you know, maybe a little more regeneration, rejuvenation. So it's really the utilization of oxygen. If the body can't use it properly, it just falls to crap. And being a do-it-yourselfer, that's the approach I take, even though somebody else may have already solved it. And Aaron Murakami sells it. Yeah, strictly speaking, I'm a do-it-yourselfer. If I can find a way to do it myself, I go that route. You know, I might start with somebody else, or maybe just an idea to get inspired by what somebody else has accomplished, without even investigating what that product is, you know, how it's made or how it functions too much. Maybe just a little what Aaron managed to share with us. It certainly serves as a rallying point or a point of inspiration to say, well, there must be other ways. Or, you know, not as good maybe, but ways that are just up the alley of a do-it-yourselfer, you know. Well, thank you, but I'll try to see if I can do this myself. And, you know, it's not snootery maybe so much as, well, it certainly is a certain amount of independence and to want to be self-sufficient. And self-reliant, but also just to challenge inventiveness. You know, isn't that what I like to do? Troubleshoot, solve problems, look for equivalences, integrate, translate, look for associations and equivalents. Yeah. So, anyway, restated, water, MSM, lemon juice and cayenne pepper are the main ingredients, and if anything, the silver and the hydrogen peroxide are extra, and could even be forgotten, for that matter. I mean, not entirely, but I mean, I wouldn't miss it on occasion, let's put it that way. But the lemon juice actually helps for making the MSM palatable, and the cayenne pepper, there's really nothing much you can do. If you put too much in the water, then it's pretty rough. Those are the four main ingredients is water, MSM, lemon juice, and cayenne pepper. And there's nothing wrong with using the silver, but it's extra. And the hydrogen peroxide, it's still questionable whether or not it's needed. Maybe it's not needed, I don't know. So it's good to juggle these things around and try to see what's needed, what's not needed, and just play with the different combinations by setting priorities. And so that's how to discover what combination is really needed and what ingredients in the combination was just a fantasy or on my part that has no basis in fact. And prioritization helps organize the analysis of the situation. Otherwise, I'd have no way to judge the analysis, you know, come to a conclusion what's actually needed. So it's more than just seeing what's needed. It's seeing what's needed more so than what's needed something else that's less so or could even be skipped on occasion or even on a long occasion. You know, I'm sure the silver stays in the body a while. A lot of compounds do. In fact, if we don't take the cure for argyria, silver will stay in the body for the rest of the person's lifespan. So it's almost like you could dose yourself with silver and never need to take it again after a certain point, provided you didn't take any of the supplements among the six for the cure for argyria that will take it out of the body, and then eventually you'll have to resupply the body's repository of silver by taking some more silver again. So that might be the way silver works. It's not like water or food you take every day. It may just be something you take on occasion when you run out of silver in the body. And the same for the other metals, you know, whether it's gold or iridium or whatever they happen to be. So they have their place, but do I really need it? Well, if I haven't taken it my whole lifetime, then yeah, I think so. But if I got it in my system, maybe I don't need it for a while. That might be the way to look at silver, in the appropriate sense, maybe. Possibly, you know. Just a thought, because the guy who used the cure for argyria to get rid of argyria after he had already cured himself of his whole body was, you know, falling apart. He had to take a massive amount of silver and until he got the results he needed. So it sounded like he... And then he used the cure to get the silver out of the body. And he was using silver not in a colloidal form or an ionic... Well, he was using it in an ionic form. I think it was silver nitrate or chloride. Silver chloride. No, he was using it in the form of silver chloride. So he was literally stockpiling silver in the tissues of his body to rid himself of his bodily failure, his massive across-the-body failure. You know, all the different organs were failing him. So that means he was accumulating silver until he had the healing take place. He had to have enough silver accumulate in the body or else healing would not occur. Regeneration would not occur of those failing organs. So silver does regenerate the body, but it's a question of how much do you need in the body, and if you don't have it in there, then it won't take place. So, you know, this argument, this controversy, is silver effective? Oh, it should be colloidal, or it should not be ionic, it should not be particles. It almost doesn't matter. Because what matters most is how debilitated is the body, such that it may not matter too much what form you take the silver, because you're going to need to take a lot anyway, regardless of what form you get it in. And any time you start taking more of something, then you run the risk of overindulgence, and then you got to deal with that. So it could be that the argument over fancy schmancy versions of silver is a worthless argument. Unless you don't take too much, then maybe you might see. My intuition was not to go with fancy schmancy, that making it at home is good enough. And I thought, well, gee, that's strange. Aren't they saying what they're saying is correct, that their version is better than what I make at home? You know, what I have to buy their product? And it may not be true. It may simply be that the body is too worn out to make efficient use of the stuff anyway. So why bother worrying what form it comes in? Just take it and then try to understand how to lend support such that the body utilizes it as efficiently as possible without worrying about what form it comes in. And so that's the argyria is one side, taking it out of the body in case you don't need, or in case you took too much or you don't need it anymore, which is kind of strange. You know, why would you not need it anymore? That sounds kind of fishy in itself. In fact, the guy who cured his debilitating condition, multiple conditions, by taking massive amounts of silver, he went ahead and took massive doses of silver again anyway, despite the fact that it sounded like from the storyline that he didn't really need to. He just did it, just for the hell of it, I suppose. And then he went and cured himself of argyria the second time around. I don't know. It just sounds like, you know, you eat a meal, and then you go without eating for a while until you eat again at the next meal. It's kind of like that. You know, you take the silver and you stockpile it in the tissues of the body, and then you stop taking it because you have enough. But that's not the whole story, is what I'm getting to, is you got to do other things to improve your utilization of the silver without having to be costly or fancy about it. Just precise. That's all. Just precise. It's really all it amounts to. Understanding how the body operates, or having a feel for the body. So if silver has given me back my sensitivity to my body, then I get to pick and choose. Okay, well, it looks like I need cayenne pepper to go with the silver. And somebody else has already mentioned it. So it's not like I had to reinvent the wheel. I just have to, oh yeah, I remember reading that. Oh, okay. So, you know, putting all these pieces together, because I had the pieces to begin with. Well, obviously I can't put pieces together I don't have. But I've got 6 ingredients so far, and it sounds pretty good. And then we've got the cure for argyria, which already uses 2 of those ingredients. Vitamin C, sort of. I mean, you know, lemon juice is not exactly vitamin C, but it has vitamin C in it. But vitamin C and MSM are the overlap between the two formulas. Well, water makes it 3 ingredients that overlap. Yeah, he did say when you take the massive amounts of vitamin E, you have to take lots of water, or else don't even bother taking so much vitamin E. That might be why I hesitate to take more vitamin E than what they recommend, because I don't have a hard time drinking water. That's interesting. Wow.